Hello, Golden Coast Mead fans, friends, and family. This offering is meant to help you relax and reflect and get into the meaning of the season across times and cultures. So sit back and enjoy as Golden Coast Mead takes you on a journey.
There will be poetry, there will be music, there will be dreams and prayers. We hope you enjoy.
We're glad you're here, fans, friends, and family. We are here to help you light up your life and regenerate the earth with delightful, regenerative meads. The theme of this time of year throughout cultures is about the return of the light and a time to remember how that light dwells within and around us. We have the time to dream and remember the flowers and the green. With each sip of mead, 10,000 flowers teem. We drink it in and let it wash over us. With gratitude and hope, with respect and remembrance, we envision and plant seeds of the world that is to come. This world that lives through us and that we live in.
I came across y'all, and the, you know, the World Honey Exchange and all that kind of stuff. And that was insane. You know, it's just like, there's so much out there. There's so much out there. Yeah, yeah. People are doing really, really cool stuff with it.
Totally. It's exciting. And to know that the breadcrumb trail is there for someone who is able to dig into it and then find it. And here we are.
So I'm here with Frank, the founder of Golden Coast Mead. And I just want to say, for those that are new here or need a refresher on what we mean when we say Golden Coast Mead is regenerative, how would you summarize what being regenerative means in the alcohol space?
So regenerative can be thought of on a scale of human activity. On one end, we've got destructive and extractive human activity. And in the context of the earth, it reduces the earth's capacity to support life. And then in the middle of the scale is sustainable activity, activity that does not decrease the system's capacity to support life and can continue on into the future. And regenerative is beyond that even. It increases the system's capacity to support life. And mead embodies this difference because instead of growing monocultures that produce sugars for other alcohols and actively killing the plants and animals that live in those areas so that that production is really efficient, mead's on the totally opposite end of the spectrum. In order to get more mead, we need more biodiverse nectar-producing ecosystems and all the ecological services that come along with functioning biodiverse ecosystems. So that means improvements in soil health that sequester carbon. That means improvements in groundwater retention that restore groundwater aquifers. There are all kinds of benefits of functioning ecosystems, and a mead business model can drive those outcomes in a positive direction if the beekeeper and the land steward are paying attention to those outcomes and managing to improve them. So Golden Coast Mead exists to develop those networks of honey production and allow those beekeepers and land stewards to differentiate their honey so that we can buy it and turn it into awesome mead and share it with you all, our customers, and then turn them on to this empowering activity of consumption, building the world that we want to see.
They would come up with words to describe what this experience was like for them. And one of those words that came up was poetry. That this wasn't normal life. This was a beautiful version of life. And the words that described it were different than the normal words of living and surviving. It was the words of poetry. And so poetry and mead go together and have gone together for at least 50,000 years. And Jess and I had an opportunity to share an idea about our ancestors that we wanted to share with you guys. So hopefully you like it, and here it goes.
I've been a lot of people, I've been a lot of places, trace back my lineage. I know six generations. Down from the east, out to the west, they moved over water, over land on their great quest. Soaring through skies to a place called home. Places. I know my lineage. I know six generations. Sitting down this world as I call for the next. I should dream for all people of love and abundance.
Well, friends, grateful that you joined us.
This is a special time of year, and we hope that you take some time to dive into the space where you can dream and envision the future and understand how you can show up to make that future more and more real. We hope it is a joyful and abundant and just future that calls you and that you work towards every day. And as you journey towards that future, we hope your days and nights are filled with smiles and gratitude, with friends and family, with beauty and love. Thank you for being here. Thank you for making this real.
Because you're the seventh generation.
Once a week. Twice a week.